Now, Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I am the eyes and ears of this institution, my friends.
The manager of baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
He's worth $1 million in prizes.
It's our fantasy baseball draft.
Your fantasy what?
The fantasy baseball. I told you all about this. Got Matsui.
All your fantasy sports updates.
It's a numbers game.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wags.
That was pretty classy.
Number three. That's right, everybody. Load up the lines. Get your fantasy football questions ready. Brought to you by Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations, the best in the business for 31 years now, leading the way in audiovisual automation. I'm telling you right now, if you need to watch anything on your TV, on your screens, if you don't have an idea of what you want to do, do it with Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations. That's right, he's been setting the standard. Okay, a lot to break down. In just a few minutes, we'll get into who do you love. We had Al Walsh come on, give you all the green that you need in your pocket. And then we also had Sam Stash. We went 3 for 3. Well, not 3 for 3, but we hit it again. We hit the spot again. The third time in a row. That's right. The word of the day was an action that Tom Cruise does. We're not going to repeat it because I don't want to hear that damn buzzer. But Tom Cruise does it a lot.
Every movie.
That's what he's known for.
Whether he's chasing a woman, whether he's jumping off a bridge in Mission Impossible. Like, he is pumping those arms and moving those
walking fastly.
Tiny feet of his.
Walking fast.
Does the word of the day apply outside of Sam Stash?
I feel like the producer you are, you're just going to play
that's
it anyway.
Just good producing. It's just good producing right there. Hour number three of the Wagner Wire, man. All right, let's go ahead. You know, we usually run out of time anyways. So let's just go ahead and let's hear some LL Cool J.
Who do you love?
Go ahead, Daddy.
It's a Queens thing.
It is a Queens thing. It's a Queens thing, but we're in Austin, Texas. We got to bring you the best. Because we are the number one fantasy football show in Austin, Texas. I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but pat ourselves on the back. Now going over 3 years now. I mean, who in the hell thought that would happen? Can you believe that? Oh, my goodness. All right, let's break it down for you. We had Walsh come on and give you a little bit of the nuggets for some fantasy football DFS GPP plays. But remember, we're chasing that Millionaire Maker Contest. $50,000 of fantasy football budgeting that you have to do between nine positions on your roster, okay? Remember, we like to do the format of like, love, and then complete wild card, right? That's usually what we'll throw out there. But remember, we'll give you the good, better, best system. And we'll also answer your questions on the Specs text line. Get ready to fire them off. Okay, Zay, I usually give you greens every week. I'm going to continue to do so, my man. Go ahead. Take it away.
Well, you know me. I'm all about the matchup.
And the
I try to help the people figure out who has the best matchup this week and who to go with. So with that being said, for quarterback, who I love, Matt Stafford.
Okay.
Going against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Need I say more? You know, one thing about Matt Stafford, he's always had the short end of the stick. Like, Megatron, once he retired, it was kind of like, okay, are y'all going to bring in some help for me? And the Lions were like, no, you're good enough. And he was like, well, I am a good quarterback, but I do need some help. So he's kind of always been, you know, labeled as an iffy guy. Like, you never want to put all your chips in the Matt Stafford basket just because with the weapons or a lack of resources that he normally has, what can he provide you? So this week, with him having the Jacksonville Jaguars on the schedule, I think Matt Stafford is a good pick. You know, those wide receivers there, they're not the best. And with, you know, that running back core, that's also not the best. So this is all Matt Stafford. It's all Jacksonville Jaguars just being terrible. And I like Matty Stafford for who do you love?
I like it too, man. But I also like Nick Foles. See, now I'm going to have to make another Matt Stafford lineup. You know, like, that's just what here. This is what happens. Like, I feel confident in my picks, and then you're just like, okay, you hand me some compelling stuff, and I'm like, now I'm on that Stafford train, man.
Hey, man, I'm just here to help you out.
I get it.
Help out the people.
Hey, and the most information as possible is always helpful. That's for sure. Okay, how much do the Chicago Bears with Nick Foles? Now, Walsh came on in the last segment and actually brought down some great numbers against the Carolina defense. Right, they yield so many yards in passing to their opposing teams. Now, look, I know on paper that the Bears don't really look that sexy of a pick going up against the Carolina Panthers, but let's remember how bad and atrocious this defense actually is. Okay, so on the, and again, they're 12th at allowing quarterbacks to score on them, which is middle of the pack, but I think that bodes well for your ownership numbers being down for Foles, right? Maybe in a GPP format, I think that this guy can actually sneak and shock the world here. Maybe it gets you that millionaire maker that you need. $5,800 on DraftKings, I think it's good enough to roster into your lineup, allow you maybe 14 to 20 points in between that window there. You got six points of cushion to play with. But it also allows you to do what? Get more fantasy players in your lineup. Get more of the elites in your lineup. And that's always a good thing when you're talking about fantasy football. All right, let's go into the second quarterback. Zay, who you like?
I like you like that, Kirk Cousins.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. And this goes back to the numbers. You know, it's all about the numbers, Wags.
Let's just go into the numbers, Zay.
It's all about the numbers, Wags. Can we go into the numbers, Sam?
Well, the numbers don't lie.
I'm pretty sure the numbers don't lie, ever. And the Atlanta Falcons are 0 for 5. So with those numbers being 0 for, it doesn't look like the Atlanta Falcons should be favored to win any game soon. We talked about Matt Ryan and how, you know, he's kind of been the problem, but that defense is also atrocious. So, with that being said, Kirk Cousins is that guy that I think should be taking the snaps for certain teams this week. And Kirk has a lot of weapons. You know, people don't think about Justin Jefferson being that guy.
No, he's starting to emerge now, though, dude. He's filling that role just like Diggs did last year.
And it's crazy because that wide receiver class, you talk about it being the best wide receiver class ever, and I think so, too, with Jefferson and Drury and Riggs and CeeDee Lamb. Like, these wide receivers are nasty, this 2020 class. So I like that Kirk Cousins pick, and I think they're going to have a field day in Atlanta today.
Hey, and speaking of that, right, remember how we talked about how CeeDee Lamb, I made the proclamation that CeeDee Lamb is wide receiver number one? I'm telling you right now, did you see the number? I mean, look at how the targets. He had 9 targets compared to Coop's targets of just 1, all right? Gallup's targets was just 1 as well last week. This is before Dak Prescott went down. Now, look, I don't know how it's going to continue to play out there with the redheaded rifle in there. You know, I think Andy Dalton's, he's going to still continue to utilize CeeDee Lamb. I'm telling you right now, dude, he's a year away from being the best wide receiver in the league.
Good
and that is
grief.
A bold proclamation.
That
but
is
I'm
very
telling
bold.
You, dude, this guy is now. Get on it right now. Whatever you can do, especially in dynasty leagues, trade for this young man. Trade for this young man because he's that much of a star. I have him actually, he's the nickname in my fantasy league is Star-Lord. Because you guys know that I like Marvel so much, right? So he wears a star on his hat, man. He's going to be the Lord. I'm telling you, the Lord of the Stars. He's going to be the best wide receiver
there
in
goes
one
that
year.
Nerdar beaming again.
Nerdar, that's right. Okay, so good, better, best. For my better quarterback that I like, Ryan Fitzmagic, all right? I think Fitzmagic is going to show up going up against the Jets. Now, look, on paper, the Jets say that they're eighth at yielding points to the quarterback. That's going to keep the ownership down on Ryan Fitzpatrick a little bit there. And on the numbers, he's a little bit erotic, right? The touchdown to interception ratio is 7-5. But from, I mean, I love what he's going up against. They're 25th, the Jets are, 25th at allowing yards through the air. They yield 267. What's not to like about that? And then points per game that they allow is 29.4. They're playing in Miami. The weather is 85 and you know, partly cloudy. It's typical Miami weather. I think that the Jets with a low, very low participation, if that's what you want to call it. You know, we'll be nice. You know, we'll be conservative
no,
about
it's all about
it. They
the
don't
numbers.
Want to play for that damn team.
Hell
they don't
no.
want to play for that team.
They're just getting rid of players like it's nothing. Like, I get Le'Veon Bell didn't like the system and was liking tweets, hating on the system that Adam Gase has. But, like, you can't just trade away all your best players.
No, and, of course, the numbers are down right now. Like, the over-under is down for this game. But I'm telling you, I think it's all on the Miami side. I like what Crowder's going to do coming from behind. But I think Gaskin's going to have a big day, you know, running the ball. And I really think Fitzmagic is going to have one hell of a day going up against this Jets defense.
I mean, one thing about Fitzmagic, he does not lack confidence.
No, dude, he's going to throw. He's going to sling it regardless.
Yeah,
man.
Like, oh, double coverage?
I'll get it in there. Yeah, I'll get it in there. I'm smarter than you. I went to Harvard.
Yeah. Harvard guy.
Who's your last quarterback here?
Jared Goff.
Okay. You know, I like it.
Again, it's just this offense, man. Like, they can click at any time. Like, sometimes it can be a little stale, and I think they're just kind of getting their running game going because, remember, they relied on Todd Gurley for so much. So now that it's becoming more Jared Goff's team, and now he's become more comfortable, he's starting to show why he's the number one pick. Like, let him sling it. Let him sling it. Like, he's been in the league long enough. Like, you know, and the Rams, one thing about them, they're really good at running the football. They're 7th in rushing yards right. in the league, so they like to run the ball, but when you're going against this 49ers defense who is depleted but still could be
effective, they can get after it, yeah.
Yeah, they can still get after it with no Nick Bosa or anything like that. You have definitely have opportunities to take some risk, and I think that the Rams are a really good team, and I think that Jared Goff is one of those picks that, you know, if you're scrambling with money with all your other picks, you come down to Jared Goff. I think he's very affordable.
Okay, you got to pay a hefty penny for the guy that I think is my best quarterback, the guy that I love today. $7,500 will get you Aaron Rodgers in your lineup.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron Rodgers is clean so far. All right,
He's dialed in, too.
13 touchdowns, zero interceptions, going up against the GOAT, all right? And we... I'm telling you, he's still pissed off that he's got a Madden rating of 82.
You and Madden.
Is he really at 82 in Madden? No, I think it's. I think the Madden adjusters have made their mark. Okay. All right, he is up there, but still, like that. Even that disrespect, you're going to disrespect him that much in the beginning of the season. I'm telling you, he don't forget about that. He hadn't flicked that off his shoulder. All right, now he's going up against Tom Brady, who now TB12. They're, you know, marketing and trademarking their own little thing there in Tampa Bay, right? He's got this wide receiver core of Mike Evans and Galladay, who's gonna, you know, or excuse me, Galladay, who's gonna arise to ascend to the heavens there, right? No, I'm telling you right now, or excuse me, Goddard. Excuse me. No, I missed
Godwin.
Godwin. God, I couldn't get this guy's name out of my mouth. But yeah, but he's got Godwin that's going to ascend to the heavens and whatnot. He's got Brate. He's got Gronk. OJ Howard's just a little bit banged up. And then you got Jones in your backfield. He's got a lot of weapons that he can play with, but I'm telling you right now, Aaron Rodgers don't want to hear that. He don't want to hear that mess. He's going up against Tampa Bay, who's, by the way, they're number one in rushing, right? They're number one in rushing defense, so I think that they're going to be pretty decent in allowing Aaron Rodgers to just, you know, pick them apart. That's what I think is going to happen today.
Is that the game of the day?
That is the game of the day for me. 54.5 right now is the over-under on this game. You got to have a lot of exposure here.
I'm watching it. Like, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, like, you got to watch that.
Excuse me, I misspoke. Tampa Bay is number one, or they're first in the NFL at keeping quarterbacks out of them. I mean, it's keeping quarterbacks from not scoring. I think Tampa Bay is going to come up and allow Aaron Rodgers to still be exploitable, but I think going against the grain, especially in a GPP format, I think with ownership numbers being down, I think if you roster up, if you have the, I guess, confidence, if you're willing enough to spend $7,500 on this dude, I know it's a lot of money, and I sit there and I preach, don't spend that much money on a quarterback and build around it. But if you do roll this out, I think it could hit. I think it really could hit. I think AR-12 is going to have a huge day. Everybody's been asking me if it's TB-12 or AR-12. I'm going AR-12 today. Okay. If I got to pick that head-to-head contest, I'm going there.
They're very similar. Like, they like their women to make money. they like their women to be... Man, that's like three girlfriends ago.
No, wait.
It was Danica Kirkpatrick. He's not with her anymore either.
Man, I can't keep
on
up.
On to the next.
I can't keep up.
On to the
Absolutely.
Next.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to the bell cow running backs here. Who do you think's going to be toting the rock for you today?
I like Antonio Gibson for the Washington football team. Football team. I like to say that twice so people know that I am politically correct.
No, we got you.
But... again, it's all about the numbers, Wags.
Let's go inside of it there.
And your Giants are a smooth 0-5.
They even play? I don't even know if they play anymore. Do they?
Yeah, they have to. It's, I guess it's against NFL rules to forfeit games if you're a franchise. I don't know. It's ridiculous. But they are suiting up today. And again, the football team, they aren't good either. But when you have Kyle Allen or Alex Smith taking your snaps, like, for one, Alex Smith, we just don't want him to get hurt.
Right.
So yeah, let's just put the ball on the ground.
Back, dude.
Yeah. Let's put the ball on the ground. Let's get this game over with as quick as possible. If our running backs have to touch the ball 25 times a piece each, let's do that because, right. like, that's just how bad our football teams are. Again, we call it the NFC least for a reason. Like,
it's bad.
Nobody's going to be watching this game. This is the game that, like, it just pops up on Red Zone. And you're like,
booger
oh,
game,
yeah. These guys are playing.
By the way, they're playing this.
Yeah. So whoever's like commentating and play-by-play today, good luck. I hope the weather's good. I hope you have a safe drive because nobody's going to be watching this game. But if you have Antonio Gibson, start him. Why not?
Right. I like that play. I also like David Montgomery. All right. Everybody knows about David Montgomery that's been around these parts because we've been raving about this dude since he was at Iowa State, right? Well, now he's been doing some big things there in the Windy City, and I think he's going to do some big game or have a huge game against this atrocious Carolina Panther defense. 32nd in the league at allowing running backs to score on them. On the ground, they yield 133 yards. That's 25th in the NFL. I think David Montgomery for 5,800 dollars on DraftKings, I think it's well worth the penny. Here's the problem with that, though. I think ownership is going to be pretty high on Montgomery. I think you're looking at maybe a 60% ownership on him. It's not going to allow you to differentiate yourself in GPP plays, but you can't miss out on these points, man. I think he's looking at maybe 20 to 25 points on the ceiling today.
I feel it. My next who do you love pick at the running back position, and again, I can't say it enough, this just goes off the numbers. This goes off the scheduling. And when you have a team like the New York Jets, anybody on the offensive end that's going against teams like the Jets, the Falcons, the Giants, start those guys because there's
simple
not
logic.
Enough.
It's just simple logic.
It's just simple logic. And Miles Gaskins, yep. who people are like, who is that?
Yep.
He probably is not on anybody's team. Well, unless if you are a solid fantasy player.
If you listen to the show.
Yes. Y'all probably know. But Miles Gaskin, running back for the Miami Dolphins, who had 16 rushes for 57 yards and a touchdown last week against a solid.
20 points last week, man.
Yeah, a solid 49ers defense who likes to play the run. And again, we talked about Fitzmagic, who we should also start this week. We talked about him and how he likes to sling that ball down the field. That lets running backs get their opportunities also. So when you have opportunities like that, again,
hey,
Miami
had five
Dolphins,
receptions last week too.
Yeah, and Miami Dolphins, they're at that point. They have no expectations. They're playing with that we have nothing to lose mentality.
We already got Tua.
We already got Tua, who's getting primed and ready. We got a quarterback who. You know, even though Fitzpatrick doesn't have the most talent in the world, he's going to give you a chance.
Games,
yeah, he's
going
to give you a chance. He's not afraid to make certain throws. He's not a, you know, dink and dime type of quarterback. And that opens up opportunities for everybody else on the team, like a Miles Gaskins at the running back position.
I love the pick. I even got the pick. I got him in 72% ownership in all my lineups there. So a lot of Gaskins exposure for me today. You mentioned it. 29th, the Jets are at allowing running backs to score on them. They're 22nd in the NFL at yielding 128 yards on the ground. What's not to like here, man?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be all fins all day.
Simple logic.
Let's go to our third running back, Zay. Who do you like?
I like Kareem Hunt, my guy. You know,
okay.
One thing about this, I feel like I talk about this Browns offense every week, and I feel like I say the same
thing. Well, they're a juggernaut, dude.
Every week, because it all starts with Baker, obviously, but what helps Baker the most is a solid run game. And I think the Browns understand that. And when you're going against Pittsburgh, who is a really good team, you got to definitely develop that run game because you don't want Baker throwing it 35 times a game. That's destined for disaster, especially against that Pittsburgh team. So Kareem Hunt, and he doesn't just token on the ground. Like, he probably has, what, 3-4 touchdowns in the air.
Exactly.
This year.
I think he's just as dangerous catching the ball out of the backfield.
Exactly. And they like to use him that way. And, you know, this Browns team, they're loaded. They're loaded. You can't key in on one guy. Those wide receivers are going to be, you know, focused on because they have to be. They're elite wide receivers. So Kareem Hunt's going to have opportunities because he should be the focus with that offense for them trying to excel in throughout the season.
Going against a nasty Pittsburgh defense, I think that's going to keep ownership numbers down for you, but it bodes well. I think you can still see maybe 15 to 20 points out of Kareem Hunt. It's a good pick. I like that pick. I also like Aaron Jones. Now, I know it's a hefty penny, right? You're paying $7,600 for this dude, but he's going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense that are 16th in the NFL at allowing running backs to score on them. However, here's the stat that's going to throw people off. Here's the stat that's going to make people just be a little bit reluctant. They only yield 58 yards on the ground, okay? But where does Jones usually do his damage? Catching checkdowns from Aaron Rodgers. That's what I think is you're going to see a lot. Maybe not be crushing you and slashing you between the hashes there, but I think catching these little dump-down passes, little screen passes from Aaron Rodgers, and then turning big plays, turning four-yard plays into potential, 60-yard touchdown runs, that's where I think Aaron Jones hits you today, and that's why I think his price tag is so hefty, and I think he's going to produce. I think it's going to come to fruition.
I like it.
The divas, the prima donnas. Let's go to the wide receivers.
The divas. And we talked about this guy briefly, and this guy, I think he's just going to be a stud. Justin Jefferson. When he was coming out of LSU, it was kind of hard to tell with any of those LSU guys.
Because it's a well-oiled machine.
Exactly. Yeah. You think, is this just a product of the system, or are these guys really this good?
Right.
And you didn't really know that with just how they tore up, the SEC and the nation last year by winning that national championship.
Dude, if you can beast Bama, that says something to me.
Yeah, but it's really the opposite. It's like these guys were that talented, with Edwards-Helaire in Kansas City, and we see how good Joe Burrow is so early. Like, these guys from LSU can really play, and it looks like Justin Jefferson, like you said, he has picked up with where Stephon Diggs left off last season, and that could definitely, that has complemented Kirk Cousins to the T, but yeah, Thielen and Jefferson, like, they're absolute studs.
And you can pretty much argue that I don't even think Cousins has the confidence needed yet that in Jefferson that he had in Diggs. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as Cousins gets that rapport with him and builds that rapport, I think he's going to be letting it fly a little bit more. You're seeing this productivity out of Jefferson, and you're still not even seeing, you're what, six games between these two? Wait for a couple more weeks, man. I mean, if this dude's out there, I don't know how he's still available on your waiver wire. But for season-long advice right here, go get Jefferson if he's out there. I looked for him. He was already picked up on my in my league. So,
yeah, going against the Falcons today, who were 0-5. May I say more?
Exactly. I love the pick, man. Okay, so we've already been talking about it. Jamison Crowder. All right, Jamison Crowder, even though he's going to have Joe Flacco in the lineup, this dude, all he does is produce, okay? First game that he had, 27.5. Second game, now remember, he missed two games. He missed week two and week three because of an injury. And then week four, he came back, produced 20.4. Okay, Joe Flacco gets inserted into the lineup last week instead of Sam Darnold. Guess what happens? He only rolls out 28.6. It doesn't matter who this quarterback is. This dude runs great routes and he gets open. He kills you in the slot from hash to hash, and he's really hard to keep. He's just really hard to keep your mitts on, man. It's almost like he is able to just find the pockets in this defense and exploit them. It doesn't matter which defense it is. He's so little that you can't keep tabs on him. At least that's what it sees from my eye, at least. Walsh mentioned a great point too. The Jets are probably going to be playing from behind a lot here, right? So expect to have, Crowder, his targets have been 13, 10, and then 10 again. I'm looking for at least a double-digit target day for Crowder. That bodes well. That's more opportunity for you.
Moving on to the next who do you love wide receiver, and that's Michael Gallup of the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
With this trio of receivers, with Gallup and CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, somebody's going to be open.
It has to be.
Yeah. Like, why do you think Dak has excelled, the way he has before he got injured? And even though Andy Dalton's still a really good quarterback. Like, he might be the best backup quarterback in the league.
100, that's what I was at.
He could start for a lot of teams that a lot of these suspect quarterbacks are starting for right now. It's just all about opportunity. Like, I think it got really stale with him in Cincinnati, and clearly Joe Burrow was the right move, but Andy Dalton is not no slouch. Like, as your son would say, he's not no simp. And, he could really go. So I think that those wide receivers are going to have opportunities, and I'm with you. I think CeeDee Lamb is going to be a number one wide receiver eventually. I'm not with you like next year.
I think he's that good,
I do think,
I think he's that good.
Yeah, I think he has that potential. But I think now when you go look at the tape, I think defenses are starting to see, okay, this guy CeeDee Lamb might be more of a threat than Gallup is.
Yeah.
And with that, I think Gallup's going to have more opportunities.
His coverage will roll more to CeeDee Lamb.
Exactly. Yeah. So look for Michael Gallup to go off to or tomorrow against the Arizona Cardinals.
Chase Claypool locked in a marvelous game last week. If you roster him up, you probably won the Millionaire Maker Contest. 45.6 points on DraftKings for only $4,100. Well, that price tag jumped up about $1,100 this week. For $5,200, you can get him in your lineup going up against a weird defense of the Cleveland Browns. Now, you know that front line is going to get after you, so Big Ben's going to have to get rid of it. Juju Smith-Schuster, the number one wide receiver there in Pittsburgh, probably going to get locked up a little bit, so I'm thinking that Claypool's going to get most of the targets here, just kind of like how he did last week. Now, look, on the ground, they're phenomenal, the defense of the Cleveland Browns, right? So I'm thinking James Conner might not get a good game here, but it's going to bode well for the wide receivers. If you get Claypool in there, going up against a defense that yields 297 yards through the air, that's 30th in the NFL. And then they're 26th in the NFL for allowing wide receivers to score on them, the Cleveland Browns defenses. I think it's a great matchup for Claypool to exploit. Look for Claypool to have another decent game against the Cleveland Browns. I like Claypool here.
All right, all right, all right. Who do we love? The last one for wide receivers. And my pick is DJ Clark for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And again, another thing about Gardner Minshew, shout out to my boy Sam Pika. The guy is a lot like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He might not be as skilled or talented, which is crazy saying, but he will give you opportunities. He will throw it in tight windows and will allow his wide receivers to make plays where other quarterbacks wouldn't because they're afraid of turnovers. So with that being said, a player like DJ Clark, who runs solid routes and is very underrated, is going to have opportunities. Yeah, you know, DJ Moore is solid also, but with that Jacksonville Jaguars offense who has nothing to lose, you know, why not?
And how about C. Johnson getting some PT last
week? Yeah.
Solid Johnson, man.
Solid. Hook him.
Hook him horns getting a touchdown there. Yeah, I like that. I like that pick. Yeah, the Jacksonville Jaguars offense is
it's weird.
It's an enigma.
It's like they can put up points, but it's like,
where's it coming from?
How are we getting these? Right. Do they matter? it's weird.
What do you think of Chris Godwin? You think he's going to send his fantasy godlike stats today? You know, going up against the Green Bay Packers defense that allow their ninth at allowing wide receivers to score, but they also yield 247 points. We mentioned the extra time that both Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers had to prep for this game. My goodness, it might be the game of the week. It's definitely the game of the week for me, but I don't know if the national pundits, you know, deem it as such. But look, 54.5 points here for your over under. It's going to be a lot of points here, and I think Godwin gets a lot of them.
I'm always nervous about wide receivers and their hamstring. Always one of those things that just lingers around the whole year, and it depends on how serious the injury is, and it depends on how tough the player is.
Because one play and he could blow it out again.
Yeah,
that's the thing. And then you invest 60 some or over 6,500 in one player, and then you got him for one quarter and he's down. I don't know. Yeah, now you're making me rethink it.
Yeah. So
Zay. Talk me off. But that's what this is for.
That's what we're here.
That's
for.
That's what this is for. We report, you decide. As my man BK likes to say on the station a lot from time to time. All right, that's going to do it for the Prima Donnas. On the other side, we'll break down a little bit of the tight ends and the flex and then the defense that we need to have in your lineup as well. It's the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. You stream it live at hornfm.com.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. You stream live at hornfm.com. We're going to catch you right back up with everything of the DPS side of the house for fantasy football. But first, let's read a little bit of your fantasy football questions on the Specs text line. Okay, so we have Standard League need one for flex. David Montgomery, Boyd or Crowder. And it's since it's standard league, I'm going to tell you right now, Montgomery jumps off the league there. You can't, if you're going with a running back against two wide receivers in a standard league, I'll tell you to go up with your running back anytime, especially if it's Montgomery with this matchup going up against the Carolina Panthers today. All right, moving on. Who we got here? Head-to-head matchup, Josh Allen or Aaron Rodgers. I'll tell you AR-12. I hope that's Josh. Yeah, it's Josh Allen. I thought it was Kyle Allen at first. You don't want to have Kyle Allen in your lineup anymore. AR-12 for sure. Okay, what do we have here? Tannehill or Allen? I'm taking Josh Allen over Tannehill. I just think he's got the bigger arm and more opportunity, bigger ceiling there for me as well. J-Rob. Okay, Wags, who would you rather go with here? Robinson, J-Rob versus Detroit, or Gurley versus Minnesota? Ooh, that's kind of tough. I'm going to tell you J-Rob. Again, we talked about the enigma of the Jacksonville Jaguars offense. We don't know where it's coming from. Robinson's been producing 14 to 20 points the past couple of weeks. I like that matchup there as well. Okay, from Bohica, let's see what we got here. Wags, never mind. I thought it was. Oh no, we do have Rodgers or Baker. I'm going to tell you AR-12. We talked about how Baker has been doing some decent things right now, but he's got one hell of an offensive juggernaut. But that
I
Pittsburgh
not
Steelers not today. Not today. He's been a little bit banged up last week, so we'll see. Going against the Steelers defense in the Steel City too, they could be teeing off on him. Man, T.J. Watt could be getting busy, getting after it. We could be seeing a really good matchup on both sides defensive end-wise with Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt. I can't wait to see this.
Garrett looks like the defensive player of the year
You, he is defensive player of the year if you're asking me right now. This early, I know it's still young, only 6 weeks, but right now, the dude's playing out of his gourd. That's going to be a great defensive matchup. I also like, for defense, I like the Miami Dolphins going up against Joe Flacco. Now, I know we talked about, Crowder having a decent matchup going up against this Miami defense. But that's only because they're playing from behind and it's a PPP, it's a PPR format. Let's go with some other fantasy football questions on the Specs text line. Fantasy football question, need to start two running backs out of three. My three are James Conner, James Robinson, and David Montgomery. I'm going to tell you Robinson and Montgomery there. I think that's a pretty good matchup, a pretty good problem to have. And then I think that's all for the fantasy football question. Okay, here we go. I picked up Gesicki on Miami because Fant is hurt. Am I okay? Yeah, I think you're fine. I like Gesicki. I like that tall fish, the big fish there in Miami, a tall drink of water. All right, let's get back into who do you love. We left off on the flex. We got the prima donnas, the divas out there. We talked about all the wide receivers that we wanted to hit, and let's talk about our flex. Usually I use my flex as like my third running back that we were talking about, and we talked about Gaskins. I have Gaskins in a flex. Another guy that you could probably roll out there that we talked about, how about Brandon Cooks? Now, I know it's a little bit risky, right, because Brandon Cooks hadn't really been clicking with that Texans offense now. But for $5,000 on DraftKings, he had a huge game, 30 points last week. I'm not saying that he's going to repeat this type of game that he had last week, but he's going up against the Titans, who you heard Walsh break down the numbers. Watson has soared when he's played Vrabel's defense. Now, we don't know why. We don't know if it's just a good scheme that Watson usually gets into or just gets implemented into, but for something just seems to click when he plays the Titans. I don't know if it's just interdivision rivalry pride or whatnot, but again, look for his wide receiver core to exploit the Tennessee Titans defense here. Walsh thinks it's going to be coming from Fuller. I think it's going to be happening from Cooks there. I think Cooks can exploit it. Maybe DJ gets busy coming out of the backfield as well. That's a pretty decent flex. But for my money, man, for $5,000, what's not to like about Brandon Cooks? Why not take him? He's a tier one wide receiver.
I like it. And the flex that I like is Galloway for the Detroit Lions. We talked about Matt Stafford, or I talked about Matt Stafford and how he's a good pick. And again, it's all about matchups, man. They're going against a very weak Jacksonville Jaguars defense. And Matt Stafford, he's a good enough quarterback to give you opportunities.
He is, yeah.
So for a flex option. Kenny Galloway is a great one.
Antonio Gibson as well for a good flex, and that's right around that price tag line for the flex option. $5,500 there. Going up against my New York, they might be Giants. We'll see. 24th in the NFL at allowing running backs to score on them, and then they yield 110 yards on the ground. That's 15th in the NFL. I like Gibson there as well.
I like
big butts and I cannot lie. Sorry, I had to do it, man. You set me up.
You know what's crazy is a lot of the flex options are the options that we've said already.
Right, yeah.
It plays out
that way because you're filtering your
I'm giving your
funds down, you know, and you're right around that six. You should be right around that 6,000 to 5,500 range, right? And Slayton would be another one that I would roll out there, right? Maybe Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy, I think, well, I don't know. Locke coming back. This is the thing. I don't know how Locke's arm is going to be. Right? I don't know how his shoulder is going to be. So we'll see how that rolls out there. I think that's pretty risky right now going with Jeudy. Again, though, it could really shock the defense there. I think one of the main ones out there is David Johnson. DJ coming out of that backfield. I think that bodes well. You know, Tennessee's 21st at allowing running backs to score on them, 22nd through the air. That DJ gets busy through the air as well with the little checkdowns. And then they're 27th. The Titans defense is on the ground and allowing rushing yardage. They yield up 143 yards on the ground. I think DJ has a big game here as well. I think it's going to be a good matchup. Let's go on the tight ends, man. Let's hit the tight ends a little bit. Usually, what'd you say, Sam? We got somebody calling.
We got a Mr. Trey Elling on the line.
Well, I guess we got to stop what we're doing here and bring Mr. Trey Elling on here. We got to address his fantasy football question. Let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Let's bring on the co-host of Shirts and Skins. What's going on, brother? Happy to hear your voice on a Sunday.
Hey, good to hear your voice too. Just wanted to call in to let you guys know that you're sounding great and also to ask a fantasy football question if you don't mind.
Fire away, my man.
I have a flex spot that I'm deciding right now between Justin Jefferson for the Vikings and Philip Lindsay with the Broncos. Obviously, Melvin Gordon is out this week. It is a half PPR. Who do you guys suggest I start this flex spot?
Okay, half PPR league. I'm going to – like, I do like Lindsay spelling for Gordon there. However, I don't think it's the better matchup for you. Even though it's a half PPR league, man, I'm going to tell you to go with Justin Jefferson. Zay's been reeling about this dude over the past 2 hours now, man. He's got a pretty decent matchup going against the Atlanta not-so-hot Falcons, man. The hot Atlanta Falcons are kind of, like, just chilling out there. But they're 27th at allowing wide receivers to score on allowing wide receivers to score on you, Trey. So I think that bodes well for you. They're also 30 worst in the NFL, yielding 335 yards through the air. Zay's even mentioned it. Look, Jefferson's kind of stepping into that role that Diggs was for Kirk Cousins. It's really on Cousins if he's got the rapport with Jefferson. Over the past 2 weeks, it looks like it's been developing rather nicely. Let's see if it continues, brother.
Well, you saying that I've got to put my faith in Kirk Cousins makes me shudder just a little bit.
It should.
See, that's the thing.
A little bit easier.
It should, just a little bit. But, hey, man, I've never steered you. I try not to steer you wrong, that's for sure.
Keep killing it, guys.
You too, brother. That is the co-host of Shirts and Skins, Trey Elling, man. My man right there. You can hear him on these airwaves 12 to 3. Shirts and Skins, probably one of the better shows on here. Right after this show. This show's number one.
Where
in Shirts and Skins. I don't know. He was going through a tunnel.
It sounded like he was in a tunnel somewhere.
He was excavating somewhere, man. That was good. He probably had us on speakerphone there. Good stuff there for Mr. Trey Elling. All right, let's move into the tight ends. We've hit the split ends there. Let's tighten things up a little bit here.
You know, I like Noah Fant.
Yeah, but he's out today. He's out. Yeah, he's going to be out.
Oh, man, what happened? My bad, guys.
Oh, you're all good.
Well, Robert Tonyan.
Tonyan, he's starting to emerge, man. You're starting to see this dude emerge now for Green Bay. I like this dude a little bit. You're spending a little bit of a heavy penny on this guy, though.
Which is crazy because that kind of just goes to show how good Aaron Rodgers is, right?
Tonyan, 5,100, and it's weird because you've never seen the tight end really emerge out of this offense, right? Even when they had, my goodness, who is...
Michael
Finley, thank you so much. I don't know how that name slipped my mind. But even when they, since Jamichael Finley, they haven't really had a, you know, dominant tight end performance. Even with Jimmy Graham, who you thought would be able to go there and just and have tremendous days. But, yeah, just like what you said, busted, man, time in and time out. So, to me, I'm still a little bit reluctant to see Tanyan in there. I just don't know, man. It's just never been about the tight end, man. Tanyan, we'll see. For $5,100, it's a pretty decent, salary relief. But I think the guy that jumps off now, you got to pay a hefty arm and a penny for this dude. $6,500 is what you get for having Mark Andrews in your lineup. Is what you got to pay to have Mark Andrews in your lineup. But dude, Philadelphia is horrible. They are 29th at allowing tight ends to score on them. And one, we know that Philly can't. If you've watched the NFC least over the past couple of years, you know that none of these teams, one, they can't cover anyways, but they really can't cover the tight ends. All right, tight ends usually make their names out of this league, and now Mark Andrews gets to benefit from that, moving over and playing the NFC side of the house of the East. So I think he's going to bode well. On paper, they're 15th. They're kind of pedestrian, right? 15th in the NFL, 24 yards at allowing or yielding yardage through the air, which is middle of the pack there for the NFL. I think Mark Andrews is going to have a big day having, you know, a rifle of Lamar Jackson's targets coming from him.
Now, with tight ends being so pricey, because
they are very
pickings.
Pricey this week, man.
Yeah, it's slim pickings, so it's kind of tough, you know. So we're giving you gems here.
I like Hockenson too, man. You've been mentioning a lot about Matt Stafford having the arm there. Where's the points going to come from? I think Hockenson can have a big day going up against the Jacksonville defense.
Yeah, yeah. Another pick that I like Zach Ertz this week, Wags.
Okay.
And I know we talk about
return to glory for Ertz.
Yeah, and I feel like he's not being used the way he should. And that offense has all types of problems. But again, with Ertz, he runs a lot of routes. Like, he gets a lot of opportunities. And Carson Wentz, we know how much he loves his tight ends. So you kind of just got to ride on that. Even though it's slim pickings at the tight end position, what else do we got here? It's kind of like just one of those, if he's on the roster, you have to. And then when we're going on DraftKings, and even though he might be a little pricey, you know, depending on everybody else and depending on the rest of your lineup, I wouldn't mind picking Zach Ertz, even though they're going against a pretty tough Baltimore Ravens defense.
But that's just it. With a tough Ravens defense, you usually look for your running backs or your tight ends with the check down, right? Because the first, progression one or your first two reads are going to be locked up and gone. So you're looking down through your progression tree, and usually that's the tight end or maybe the safety valve releasing out of the backfield. I like the pick. It's a sexy pick. But I also like Evan Engram, and I'm not trying to sound like a homer here, but for my They Might Be Giants, he's playing the Washington football team, which are 32nd, the worst team in the NFL.
It's all about numbers.
It is. Let's dive into them a little bit more. They are the worst, 32nd in the NFL at allowing tight ends to score on them. Through the air, not so much. You know, they're pretty decent, pretty stingy. Fifth in the NFL, yielding only 228 yards. But again, that bodes well for the tight end around the red zone, right? Now, we know Freeman just got with the New York football Giants, so we don't know if it's going to be the rapport with the offensive lineman. It looked pretty good last week. Freeman looked like he was starting to find his groove just a little bit. The Washington football team almost did it.
Were politically incorrect, my friend.
The Washington football team are 23rd in the NFL at yielding rushing yardage, 129 yards. So, I think that bodes well for the tight end here. Look for Evan Engram to exploit this Washington football team defense.
All right. One of our last picks. I like Jimmy Graham, man. Even though we just talked about him being the bust for the Packers, he hasn't been that much of a bust for the Chicago Bears. And I think that has to do with Nick Foles being inserted into the lineup. And, you know, with Jimmy, like, he's always going to be a big target.
Sure.
Like, he has just a great body. He has that basketball
huge frame,
body,
yeah.
Huge frame.
Big mitts.
Yeah, if you could throw it up, he might not be able to go get it like he once could have. But if you're able to, you know, get the ball to him, which I think Nick Foles could do, like, he's 30% in their red zone targets. Like, that's pretty hefty.
That's enough
hefty.
To make you put in your lineup.
Yeah, that's pretty hefty. So it's just all about the Bears getting down into the red zone, which that has been a struggle. But like I said, Nick Foles, he's a lot better than Trubisky.
Right, and Foles really utilizes that RPO system to a T, man. As soon as that, you know, and with Montgomery having such a really good matchup this week, look for the linebackers to be sucked in just a little bit, especially in that red zone in there, and then look for the big, large frame of Jimmy Graham to become open there and exploit that defense. I love that pick, Zay. It's a sneaky pick. It's a sexy pick. I love it. Also, TJ Hockenson. You mentioned Matt Stafford. I kind of teased it just a little bit there. you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars ranks 24th in the NFL at allowing tight ends to score. That bodes well for Hawkinson. And then through the yield, 280 yards through the air, that's 29th. I think Matt Stafford uses his big arm to find T.J. Hawkinson. Again, you mentioned that where's the points coming from? He kind of distributes, dips and does, and you know, distributes all over the place there. And I think T.J. Hawkinson can have a decent game. Defense, I like, for some reason, I don't know what it is, I like the Cleveland Browns defense going against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Steel City today. Miles Garrett is clearly, right now, the NFL Defensive Player of the Year for me right now. I think he gets busy. I think he can get after it. But on the other side of that, I think TJ Watt can get after it as well. I think it's going to be a big defensive contest. Now, I know, you know, usually these teams come out and it's a slugfest, right? It's haymakers throwing left and right, but I think it could be a stalemate here. I think you could see a low-scoring contest between these two games. 4-1 and then 4-0, so we'll see, man. Battle of the AFC North. Who would have thought it was coming down to Browns and the Steelers here? Crazy. Well, I know you still got the Ravens, you know, kicking butt. I almost said a bad name. But
yeah,
they're
Ravens ain't going nowhere.
The AFC North.
Yeah, it's weird.
Are the AFC North, are they the best team, the best division in the NFL?
Might be. I like that NFC West a lot with,
yeah,
you know,
sneaky,
the Rams and the Seahawks. But, yeah, you might have something there, Wags. Like, I didn't think that AFC North would ever be that good. And obviously, the Steelers and the Ravens have been, you know, the dominant teams in that division throughout the past two decades. But yeah, man, the Browns, they're finally getting to where they should be with all that talent that they have. It's just all about personnel and front office,
putting
it all together. But a defense that I like this week, I like the Rams going against the 49ers. Jimmy G looked real suspect last week. Like, he didn't trust
Rusty.
Yeah, like he didn't trust, you know, him coming back with that injury. And with how the Dolphins got after him, you don't think Aaron Donald and them boys are going to do the same thing? Like, they're licking their chops to get after Jimmy G. It's a division matchup. I like that Shano versus McVay matchup all the time, just because two really young coaches getting into the system or getting into the league. But, yeah, I like the Rams defense for sure.
You mentioned it. You teased it just a little bit there. You kind of, you know, set me up for a really good segue here. How about the Finns? The Finns defense. You talked about how the Finns got after it against Jimmy GQ last week. I think the Finns get after it against Joe Flacco and, you know, him living with his mom. Again, that's a joke.
Dude,
he doesn't live with his
that?
Mom.
Where did
it's
you
just,
get that from?
Okay, so we used to joke around because he did. For the first three seasons that he played at the Ravens, he lived with his mom. And, he, you know, we
did
thought.
Did he have some condition?
No. He was Italian. Most Italian dudes, right? They don't live. They stay with their mom or they have their mom come live with him, I guess. And that's the anomaly of the situation until, you know, they marry. It's just tradition what happens. You know, once they marry and then they usually, you know, they get the girl to make them a sandwich or something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
then you
that's
get
what
a
happens.
Girl on
that's
the side, what, your kuma.
That's what happens. That's
kuma. The
Italian,
mom's just like, oh,
the Italian,
yeah.
PA, bada bing, bada boom, you know, Tony Soprano style. That's usually what happens. Well, Joe Flacco is going up against the Finns defense. Gabagool. He said gabagool, man. Gabagool. You're going up against the Finns defense. 23rd at allowing, you know, for defensive scoring. So I think that bodes well. They're going up against the Jets, all right? They're going up against Joe Flacco's Jets. Well, yeah, we'll call him Joe Flacco's Jets because we don't want to call him Gaze's Jets because nobody wants to play for Gaze.
He must really love football. If he were, like, Joe must really love football.
He just got
to
get a paycheck,
back,
man.
Yeah. To come back and to want to be a part of that.
Tired of making SpaghettiOs. That's the real pasta, that's for sure. Sorry.
You're killing Joe on this, like, living with mom being Italian thing, man.
We're going to take a break. That's my defense, man. I think you got to roll out the Finns defense. I think they're going to maybe even get a pick six here, you know, make a joke, go back into the basement. All right, don't go nowhere. On the other side is the Wagner Wire. We're going to kick things off, get you set up for the NFL kickoff, answer more of your questions on the Specs text line as well. It's the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9, and 1260. You stream it live at hornfm.com. All right, that's going to do it. It's time for an exodus. It's bittersweet. So, again, we're going to get you kicked off for the NFL, getting ready to start in just 6 minutes, but big shout out to Tom McCain Audiovisual Consultations. For the past 31 years, Tom McCain Audiovisual Consultations have been setting the standard in video, audio, automation. That's right. You can go to their website at avconsultations.com or call them up at 512-255-8678 today. Get your I guess, dream system, your dream theater out there if you want, or your ultimate sports venue, whatever you need to do, it can be in your house. If you don't have an idea of what you want, go to the website and see the gallery of projects that they've done over the past 31 years. Tom McKay, avconsultations.com, 255-8678. 512-255-8678. That's going to do it for the show. Big shout out to Vic James. Big shout out to Al Walsh. Thank you for Trey Elling for calling in and asking fantasy football questions. My man Zay and Sam bringing you in and off these Austin air raves. Thank you to you guys as well. Without you guys, we wouldn't have a show. Thank you for all the fantasy football questions. And until next week, you guys know the drill. Enjoy the ride.